The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Bernie Edwards from Columbia, Maryland, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles and More podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 390 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. And excuse me, but what's your name?
My name is Michelle Scribner-McLean, and with me on the show today is the wonderful Michael Scopa. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you for inviting me on, Michelle. It's been a pleasure to be here in the past, and I'm very pleased and I'm humbled that you've asked me to come on.
This is what happens when I give you a vacation hosting?
That's correct.
Okay, so are you going to be with us?
I'll be here for the whole show, yes.
Okay. Who is not here for the whole show today is Chris Eliopoulos, who, I don't know, he blew us off. So, but we are happy that you're here, and I have a shout out.
Yes.
And before I introduce our guests, I think our guests will like this shout out. The shout out today is to another Mickey Miler. Her name is Marcy Holland, and Marcy Holland, aside from being just a wonderful Mickey Miler, is somebody who really supports Give Kids the World and helps us do our fundraising. So, Marcy, and she's also a West Coast Mickey Miler, so she posts things from the West Coast all the time. So, shout out to Marcy. Yay, Marcy.
Hey, Marcy.
So, our very, very special guest on the show today is another Mickey Miler. She is the, oh no, I forgot your title already. I should have written it down.
Isn't she the senior events manager?
She is Meredith Schechter, and we can check in with her to see if that is indeed her title. This is why I don't get to host.
That is my title, yes.
Oh, thank you. So welcome back to the show, Meredith. She is the senior events manager at a place that Mike and I both really love. It's called Give Kids the World. It is the charity for which we fundraise at the Mickey Miles podcast. And Meredith is here to tell us about a really cool event called the Gingerbread Run and some other updates too, some running opportunities. So Meredith, we're thrilled that you're back. And first of all, we've had you on before, but just remind us, what is Give Kids the World Village?
So Give Kids the World is a nonprofit resort in Kissimmee, Florida, and we are a wish destination. So we're the number one wish destination in the world, and we provide wishes to children with life-threatening illnesses. So when they come and stay with us, they really get to forget about everything back at home, medical bills, doctors, treatments. It's just a special place. They get tickets to the theme parks, all three, Disney, SeaWorld, Universal. We have so many things on property that they just immerse themselves in, and really it inspires hope for them to go back and fight whatever fight they're fighting.
That's wonderful. So, Mike, you and I get to visit with our good friend Karen Skilling, who has been a volunteer there for 20 years at least and works with lots of the different characters. Why don't you share with our listeners some of the things that impressed you when we took our visit there?
Well, one of the things that we were told is that many of the children, when they are given the option of having a day at Walt Disney World, say, you know, I think I'd rather stay here. That's one thing that that I was very impressed with. And I think what that speaks to is that speaks to the personal touch that Give Kids the World offers these children. I think the other thing is that it was so clean and so quiet. I really didn't think it was going to be that quiet. I had a feeling it would be clean, but so quiet and such a, it's almost like being in a fantasy village. I mean, and I hate to say it that way, but I mean, the cottages are very beautiful. The playground was just amazing, peaceful. Just the ice cream, you know. I liked ice cream for breakfast. Yeah. Yeah, that was very good. The we had an opportunity to see a child at the castle. Just was an amazing place, and I can see how it can be a place where people are just knocking down the doors to volunteer, because it's just, you feel, you know, when you're there, and I was thinking about, gee, how many children has the team been able to help, and you feel really, really good. But while you feel good, you want to feel like you want to do more. So it's just an amazing villa. I encourage anyone who has an opportunity to go see the magic that's being done there.
Yeah, I Meredith, you can help us out. I don't think people can go visit. We kind of had a special opportunity with a volunteer, but people can volunteer there.
Yes, we have 1,700 volunteer shifts a week.
Wow.
So we're very dependent on our volunteers, especially if you live out of state, you can still volunteer. We do an online orientation for those who live far away. So when you get into Kissimmee or Orlando, all you have to do, you're already trained, you just come and check in for your shift. And we have volunteers every day. We have people come from all over the world to volunteer. We have people that the village has made such an impact on that they've actually moved to Orlando.
Wow.
They could be closer and volunteer more often.
That's amazing. I can see why. I'm just getting goosebumps just hearing this. So volunteers are a very important part of helping the families who visit Give Kids the World Village. But there are also other things that happen because, you know, it takes some money to support people's dreams and to make it really, an experience where the families don't have to worry about anything at all. And one of those is a fundraising opportunity that is annual, and that is called the Gingerbread Run. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what the Gingerbread Run is and the history of the Gingerbread Run.
Sure. So the Gingerbread Run is our annual 5K that we have in November. This year it's going to be Saturday, November 12th. So it's the week after Wine and Dine, the same weekend as Avengers. But we do offer a virtual option that's gotten really popular within the past 2 years. And I know especially the shout out that you gave today. Marcy is the team captain for the Mickey Milers for the Gingerbread Run.
She is.
So we've got people at the village running. We've got people around the country, around the world running. And it's really, if you come in person, it's the one time that you really get to see the village. Like you said, it's not open to the public. For Mickey Milers and other fundraisers, we can make exceptions and do tours. But for the majority of the public, the Gingerbread Run, you come on site, you run through the village. So the village is 79 acres. So we have obviously a 5K, so 3 miles. Most of it is in the village. Some of it is right outside. But we have zones set up throughout the whole course. So something special that we do is we have an entertainment party every night. So we try and highlight those on the course so that the people who come to the run really get a feel for what the village does. So we've got a Halloween zone. We've got a Christmas zone. We've got a bubble zone. We've got our characters out on the course, which they are really cute. I mean, Disney has some great characters, I've got to say, but we have a lot of cute characters. We've got a 7-foot dog named Rugby.
And 7 feet, huh?
He's 7 feet tall. And besides our mayor, Clayton, who obviously is our mayor and the big boss man, so he and Miss Mary are our rabbits, and they are obviously very popular at the village, but the Gingerbread Run could not be there without our gingerbread man, Murphy. So he is the man. He's on the medals. He's on the shirts. It's really just a fun day for people to come and learn more about the village and do some good while they're there.
So you can participate by running individually, right?
Correct.
You can run either at the village, which is fantastic. You could run virtually. You can also run as a team, part of a team.
You sure can.
So could you let us know, well, let's go one by one. If I wanted to run virtually, what would I do?
So registration is really easy. The website is gingerbreadrun.org. And when you click on register, there are two options. You can do register as an individual or join a team. So if you want to join the Mickey Milers, you guys have a team set up already. If you want to join as an individual, you can choose that option. And once you choose one of those options, you get to then choose if you want to do on-site or if you want to be a virtual runner. So everything's all in the same place. Virtual runners get the medals. We're going to be sending gingerbread cookies this year to the virtual runners, which we've never done in the past.
Oh, fun!
That's kind of a special treat. Once you finish the run, you get your medal and a gingerbread cookie.
Oh, wow. So, just wondering, which team was the top fundraiser last year? I can't seem to remember.
I think the Mickey Milers were pretty much up there.
We were. It looks like $7,825 worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we had a lot of folks who listened to the podcast who were at the race and took lots of great pictures, and that's awesome. I can't believe you're sending people cookies in the mail. Is that true?
It sure is.
And I have to say that the race shirt with Murphy on it is the shirt, at least I think 2 years ago it was purple, which is my favorite color. But it's just an adorable, adorable shirt, really nice graphics. And I think it's up there in terms of fun 5K shirts, even rivaling Disney, because it's just so adorable. Don't you think, Mike?
I love it. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, just looking at the site, all the color, I mean, it's just amazing what kind of emotion jumps off the pages with the photos of everybody running. And like Meredith said, it looks like it's just a very fun, happy day.
Yeah, cool.
So, okay, so I guess one of the questions I have, Meredith, is do you have a limit on how many people can participate in person for the gingerbread run?
We do, just based on how many people we can fit at the village. So we haven't reached capacity yet, but that would be an awesome problem to have. It's going to be probably between 1,800 and 2,000.
That's really not very many. Well, we hope that we can help you fill, you know, kind of burst at the seams and fill the capacity of the race. And you can join the even if you're not a Mickey Miler, you can join our team for fundraising too. So I highly recommend that. However you do it, virtually, if you're going to be there, if you're going to be part of the team or not, definitely join. Can you tell us the cost of the race?
Sure. It's $35 for in-person through August 31st, and then the price increases from there. And virtual runners are $45. That price does not increase, and that's just because of postage that we have to mail everything out.
Wow. In Massachusetts, we would say that's a bargain. How much is a Disney 5K, Mike?
Oh, I think we're talking about $80, yes, Meredith knows.
Yeah, Meredith is a Disney runner too, so, oh my goodness, that's fantastic.
So, Meredith, I noticed that you can also have a VIP race experience for a little bit more money. Could you talk to that?
Sure, that's something that we added last year, and that is limited to about 50 people, and we sold out last year. It's $135, and you get indoor food, bathrooms. So November in Florida can either be warm, cold, perfect, you don't really know. So indoor is really good. And you also get the shirt, which you guys were talking about, which in order to get the shirt, you either need to be a VIP registrant or you need to raise $100.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. Indoor bathrooms, like there are no indoor bathrooms for other people? Oh, you're talking about porta-potties.
Porta-potties.
Ah, yes. Oh, so you get, that would be worth it for me.
So VIP, you get real bathrooms.
Very nice. And again, compared to Disney, That's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket, and it's all for a great cause. So, but you also have other running opportunities to support Give Kids the World. And there was a rumor that you had some spots available for spaces in the Disney January races. Is that correct?
We sure do. We have our Run GKTW team. So if you guys have run some of the Disney races, you might have seen the people in the red shirts with the white polka dots, and that's Run GKTW. That's our team. So we do have spots for January, and we would love to have some of you guys running for us.
So we have, of course, the marathon, the half marathon, the 10K, the 5K, the goofy, and the dopey. Which spots do you have available, and can you maybe run down what is the fundraising commitment for those different spots?
Sure. So we actually posted in Mickey Milers in the Facebook group to get some feedback. So you guys kind of helped us shape this.
Nice.
So it's a little different than past years where we have two options per race. One is just straight race registration. And the second option is if you want to include a hotel room.
Nice.
So we have the half marathon. We have a few of those left. It would be $1,500 for the registration for fundraising, $1,600 if you want the hotel room. For the full, it's $1,600 with no room, $1,900 with the hotel room. Goofy, $2,000, no hotel, $2,400 with hotel. And Dopey, we just have a few left, and that would be $2,200 without hotel, $2,700 with hotel.
Wow, that's really good. So it's hotel for all the nights of the races, or?
Correct. Okay. So for the half marathon, let's say you would get a hotel Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And that includes race registration. Do you have to go through the regular Run Disney action? It's not action.
Active.com.
Yes and no. So you register with us and you pay the same fee. You pay, let's say for the half marathon, you pay $180, but that goes towards your fundraising goal. Oh. So that's almost $200 that you've already got in there. And Disney changed how they do charities this year. So you will have to register with Active after you register with us, but that link will come from us, and it'll be a zero fee, obviously, but that will also allow you to submit your own proof of time, and it will allow you to order some of the pre-purchased merchandise, like the pins and the jackets.
Very nice. Cool. And wow. So how if people wanted to do that, how would they find that link?
So the link is givekidstheworld.org/run.
Oh, nice.
Meredith, getting back to the gingerbread run, it looks as though, I mean, I know that there are always Mickey Milers and people who listen to this podcast who are always planning trips down in Central Florida and Orlando. And if someone said on a whim, you know, I think I'd like to go over to Give Kids the World today and run the 5K. Can they do that can they sign up on the day of the race?
They sure can. As long as spots are available, they can show up that day.
Awesome. And how much would it be for that day? Would it be a little bit higher than what it would be today? I would guess it would be.
Yes. I believe race day registration is $50.
Awesome.
Still a bargain. That's terrific.
Still a bargain.
All right. So we have so many things that you can do to support Give Kids the World. You can be a volunteer, which we've talked about on other podcasts, but we want you to sign up for some form of race to support Give Kids the World, either the virtual run, if you're going to be in Orlando and you could do the race on November 12th, that would be terrific. And if not, you can still support Give Kids the World by running the race in the January Disney races. And there are spots available for the half, the full, the goofy, and a few for the dopey. Yes?
Yes.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners that you think is important that they should know?
I just want to let you guys know that Give Kids the World knows how much you guys do, and we really do appreciate it. I know I've given some tours to milers when they're in town for races, so definitely we appreciate you and the Jungle Cruise that's coming up. Super excited about that.
Are you going to be there, Meredith?
I will be there. I went to Small World. I rode it once. This year I'll probably ride more than once, but not as much as other people.
So Give Kids the World is aware of the Jungle Cruise Challenge.
Oh, you sure are.
Oh, good. That's cool. Awesome. Well, we very, very much appreciate all you do and all that your colleagues do and all the volunteers. We appreciate everybody who's listening, who supports Give Kids the World in any way that they can. It really does take a village to support the village. And Meredith, we're very, very happy that you are on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Meredith.
Thank you for having me.
And Meredith is the, I'm going to forget your title again. What's your title, Mike?
Senior Events Director and Manager.
At Give Kids the World Village. So for Meredith Schechter and for Michael Scopa, this is Michelle Scribner-McLean, but not Chris Eliopoulos. And we will see you in the road, in the parks, and at Give Kids the World Village.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.